It's Susie from MERP, and I am here with Burton. How are you?
I am fantastic.
I wanted to ask you, this Headbangers Con, how did you get involved?
A tattoo artist from Pennsylvania put me in touch with Chris. The tattoo artist works at 1031 Tattoo Studios in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. And I'm a local, that's where I live. And we have mutual friends. He contacted me through Instagram. So, yeah, well, you should try check this out. I'm like, okay. So I looked it up. I was like, oh, it looks pretty legit. And then he put me in touch with Chris Raleigh and Chris 51. And just kind of, that's how one thing led to another. And here I am. And it's fantastic.
Was there anybody here of the other musicians that you hadn't met before?
I've never met, there's quite a few. I've never met Aaron. I've never met Dave or Hiro. Alex is a new friend. I've toured with Trivium. There's a few people I've never met, but just a lot, most of these people are my friends too.
Were you at the show last night?
No,
man.
I went to another show. Another friend of mine was in town on tour, and he was opening up for a band I haven't seen since 1988. So I was like, I got to see this.
I'm older, so I'm back in the 80s was my time.
Doc Samir.
We had Raven here recently, and Anvil here, and Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper.
It was crazy. He came out because he lost his leg. And he
did he?
Yeah, he had some infection on tour or something.
Oh,
so
good
he comes
Lord.
Out like hobbling, and he has some motorized scooter, and he's like, you guys want to see my leg? And he pulls up his skirt, and it was super weird, but his voice was the same. So good.
And that was Grim Reaper?
Yeah, it was seriously good.
Oh my God, it's hysterical.
So as a singer, I know your style is different, but would you say of the same era, Rob Halford, Jeff Tate, Bruce Dickinson, who's the better singer?
Well, I'll tell you who my favorite is, and that's Bruce Dickinson. Second would be Jeff Tate, then Rob Halford. I was never really a Judas Priest fan. I mean, there was a couple, I respect what they do, and there was like a couple songs that I liked. But when it came to like full on music, then Iron Maiden was the band. The one record I love by Queensryche has Take Hold of the Flame on it. But that was the song that got me into Queensryche. But I was already into Iron Maiden, so it's really, I don't think one's better than the other. That's just my list of favorites. Bruce Dickinson.
Living here in Portland, we had Seattle, so close.
Of course, yeah, Queensryche.
I'll never forget that first Queensryche album. I'd never heard anything like it. That was crazy.
Portland's put out a lot of good music. It's a shame that, Seattle got all the attention when Portland was always going to put out killer music. See, we've always toured. Whenever we tour, we always play Portland. And people are like, well, I'm hearing people say, yeah, but metal bands don't really come to Portland. I'm like, really? Because I always come here.
It's a good place.
I love Portland. I played the Roseland like 20 times.
Oh.
Kind of.
So besides Iron Maiden, is there a band in the world that you wish you would have fronted?
Wish I would have fronted? I could have done well with U2. I wish I could have fronted U2. That's where I come from. There's a lot of... I love bands. Music is my life.
So not just metal, and I find that pretty much across the board.
Yeah,
metal musicians don't just listen to metal.
Of course not.
Is there a genre that you specifically like?
No, but I like music in every genre. I find something that is, I will catch on to something and say, wow, that I like, Because music is all about vibration, and we all, as part of this earth, I'm going to get a little esoteric here that we're all vibrational beings. There are molecules, trillions of molecules flowing through us right now because this, even though it's solid, is not. So we are made of vibrations. Everyone has a different vibration. And when you hear a song that you connect with, you get that chill going up your spine. Like, wow, that is a vibration connecting with you. And that happens with every genre.
I'm of the same spiritual belief as you.
Yep.
And I was just talking to Corey from Living Color.
What a wonderful human being.
Isn't he awesome?
Rad.
Music is the audible form of emotion.
That's exactly what it is. Passion.
Yes. And to me, when I hear a song that you've written from your heart and it touches me, it's a connection.
Absolutely.
It's a connection like nothing else. Music's never let me down. It's my only love in life.
Yeah, exactly. And as a music fan, I know when someone's faking it. you know, there's, you know when music's true and you know when music's fake. And to take it to a, to be a non sequitur here, to when I do my music, you know, when I vocalize, you know, I'm not screaming because it's part of a formula. I'm not screaming because it's necessary for the genre. I don't even call it screaming. I am shouting because I am passionately saying something I truly believe in. What I write is honest, is true, is from my heart, and I truly believe it. And if you don't sing something you are truly believing in, who's going to believe it? So when I shout it, I'm preaching. Like, you know, I'm saying something that's, you need to listen. And the singing part comes in because that's what I felt. You know, that's what I'm feeling in this, because whatever the guitar is doing, that's what I'm feeling. And so I'm not singing because I have to. I'm singing because that's what I'm feeling.
The thing, I'm super glad you said that, because when you watch you, your whole body does it too. I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you when you sing.
Yeah.
I've seen you many times.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and like I said, people know when you're faking it, it's, no one's going to believe you.
Do you want to talk about any project that you're currently doing now?
Well, I just had a very successful Pledge Music campaign with Ascension of the Watchers. We raised our goal. Getting ready to record our next record in January. I'm going to go to Wales to record it. This will be our second record. The first record we've done in 10 years. So I'm working on that. And John Bechtel's part of it. Jace Lewis is a English artist that's, you know, very, very talented, but he's more of like a on the Gary Newman ill kind of vibe. He's super talented. And I'm going to have some other artists available. Mark Thwaite's going to be involved, who's part of Mission UK, and he's touring with Bauhaus right now. You know, I'm going to have some other people involved, but right now it's just Ascension of the Watchers. Fear Factory has a record done. It's delivered to the label. We're just waiting for dealing with some legal technicalities, and the record will be out next year.
Have you seen Gary Newman live?
Yeah.
I just saw him last year. That was crazy.
Sick, isn't he?
Super, super good.
He's literally been doing it since last century. Number one single in the United States when I was 9 years old. He's been touring pretty much my entire life. The guy is a quintessential artist.
Yeah, and still passionate.
And I can email him. You know, obviously we did that song, but he's still friends of mine. We email each other and say, hey, you know, how you doing? Just, you know, nothing. I don't talk to him a lot, but it's like if I wanted to contact him, say, hey.
It's cool because he's just a human being, but you're like, that's Gary Newman.
It's fucking Gary Newman. That's why I do that a lot. It's fucking Gary Newman. Who was it? You know, I did that with Corey Glover. It's fucking Corey Glover. I totally fanboyed. Last year, we did this some kind of like thing at the Whiskey. It was like they did like this weekly jam night or whatever, and I was invited. And he was there, and I totally fanboyed out on him. I was like, fucking. I had to get a picture. I did a selfie. I'm like,
that's awesome.
Fucking Corey Glover, man.
If there's anything else you want to talk about, let's do that. And then I've got 12 really quick ones that we're doing with everybody just to put a monthly thing together.
Yeah, just do it.
All right.
If I have a non-sequitur, what happened?
All right. Favorite thing to do in Portland?
Well, the only thing I've ever done in Portland is play music, so it'll perform.
Bad you haven't been able to see like our beach and our mountains and our
it's beautiful here.
You should spend some time here in the summer. Don't come any other time because it's miserable.
It's a beautiful place, and unfortunately I've never really done it. I go to every time I come here, I go to the launch pad. You know, I love that place. You know, it's a bar and it's classic arcade.
First band that made you love music?
First band that made me, I already loved music. Yeah, you know, my father and my mother were, you know, very much into music, classical music or country music, but either way, or soundtracks. But the first band that made me love music, I guess the first band that started collecting was U2. It was like once I heard that, I was like, I collected everything they did.
There is a U2 DVD where they had an astronaut actually from space, a satellite down and talk to the audience. It's a round audience. It's maybe 4 or 5 years old. It's spectacular.
Sick.
You have to check it out. It's good. Best part about being a musician?
Traveling. You know, I get to, I'm living my dream.
Thing you sacrifice the most?
Being away from my kids.
What makes a better band? Talent or drive?
I would say drive, because there's a lot of bands out there I don't, you know, there's a lot of bands out there. They're not that good, but their drive makes them successful.
So you mentioned you had kids.
Three.
Nice. If they wanted to follow in your footsteps, would you encourage them today or discourage?
They already asking me those questions, and I say, I tell them the honest truth. It's a very difficult industry to be in, and I say you have to do at least 2 years of college.
That's fair. It seems like the European artists almost all go to university and as well as play. Like, you look at, like, In Flames or Dark Tranquility.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's education's free there, you know. But I inform my kids, like, you have to go to college at least 2 years. You have to do it.
Wishes for 2018.
Wishes for... Can we all just get along?
Good one. And if you weren't a musician, what do you think you would have done?
I would have... But I'm an artist. I'd still be an artist.
Like drawing, painting?
Writing, painting. Photography is my first love, so I still do that. But I've still been an artist.
When you write lyrics, do you also write poetry? Is that something
my lyrics are poetry. So I write in a very poet, you know, I follow the poem forms. Iambic pentameter is the best one, but all my lyrics are poetry. So I've always, they're my thoughts I put down as lyrics or as poetry. So it starts off as poetry first.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.